Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 13th of June 2024. Today's topic is cast down, but not crushed. Our text today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 8 through 18. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Verse 10. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Verse 14. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Verse 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 8 and 9. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Looking at the experiences people go through, including ours, we can say that life is not a bed of roses. However, Vince Lombardi said, it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up. In our text, Paul also described the sufferings he and his co-workers went through during their outreaches. Indeed, they had it tough, but he affirmed that, through it all, they were not crushed. The remedy for them, however, was firstly, their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13. Secondly, their hope that there would be great eternal rewards awaiting anyone who would continuously look unto Jesus, no matter the situation. Today, Christian youths also have their share of challenges such as persecution, bereavement, sickness, and academic failure. Sometimes, these challenges come from school, place of work, and family members. All these make one to feel cast down, but nevertheless, our confidence should be in God's promise that He will not leave us nor forsake us. Quote for the day. Our anchor holds in the storms of life. The challenge for today is, no matter what you are going through, God is in control. Prayer. Heavenly Father, help me to have faith to overcome challenges. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, Visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.